Tua did not play good.
No.
And I've been saying this forever. Obviously, I've been saying this on the sportscast. I think Tua, when you get pressure on him, he tries to do things that aren't there, and he makes mistakes. The key is getting pressure on him. If you can get pressure on him, there is a high probability he's going to try to make something there that's not there. And he has there's a gunslinger kind of mentality that he has that can be successful, but it also can be very dangerous. And the fact that he's not able to move as well and he's still trying to do that means you have to be able to tailor back your playmaking if you can't make the plays. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of you look at, you're like, well, look at the numbers he's had. Look at the video game numbers he's had. He had video game numbers on teams that had far, far less talent than the talent he was playing with. The games that he's played against teams that had better talent that's going to be playing on Sundays, Mississippi State, Georgia, LSU, his numbers aren't very good. I think I showed it to you. It's like 55% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And so I think the Tua hype train needs to maybe take a little bit of needs to slow down a little bit.
How'd you think?
There have been so much about him being maybe the greatest college quarterback of all time.
I'd like to address something you and I have talked about and has actually come up here as of late in our discussions and our chat here is the notion that Tua Tagovailoa is overrated.
We did kind of brush that up a little bit early in the show, but yeah, I mean, here are my thoughts. I think Tua is a young quarterback, first year starting. He had a few knocks, you know, but I think the proof in the pudding is probably be more next year, but that's what I think.
Yeah, and here are my thoughts on it. I think that the media did cause great buildup for Tua coming into the season after that performance in the national championship game. And set up just lofty, perhaps even unreal expectations and bold statements have been made, about him throughout the year. Some deserve it, some maybe not. Some need to be a wait and see. And I think that we all were placing just, incredible expectations on a 19-year-old kid that quite honestly shouldn't have been placed on him. Yeah, sure. Our expectations should be there, and Tua has had a completely a phenomenal season. But here's the meat and potatoes of it. The kid, like I said, is only 19 years old. As good as he's been this year, he's just a sophomore, and this has been the first real season he's had as the starter for the University of Alabama. So it's really unfair to place any kind of label on him yet until we see what he does in the playoffs that are to come this year. And until we really see what he's able to do next season, we really can't, you know, pigeonhole him or, you know, just place him in this category or that category. I think we just need to take what we have right now and say, wow, this kid's phenomenal. He's great. But, you know, the jury's got to be out until we have another season. And for, you know, and because the kid has a bad game to discredit, the lofty praise, it's ridiculous. You know, every quarterback or every player at some point is going to have that bad game. It's just inevitable. There's going to be that game where nothing works, nothing's clicking. And the team as a whole has to pick up the pieces for him and carry him. And that's just the nature of the beast, you know. And a comment was made, you know, that even the great Justin Herbert is being praised as the number one potential pick for the NFL draft. Even though he has struggled this year, it was due to not having as good a talent around him that Tua Tagovailoa had. No, it has nothing to do with talent around you. If you look at the intangibles, the mechanics, all the small things not involving the players, that you know, that his his accuracy, his decision making, so on and so forth. You know, Justin Herbert was making bad decisions, you know, the second half of the season that were uncharacteristic of him, and he wasn't quite the same player as he was in the first half. And so that doesn't mean that he's overrated. Doesn't mean that he's